The proposal would scale back Wisconsin's earned income tax credit. It would mean a family with two kids who makes less than $46,000 could owe about $150 more on their taxes. A larger family with a combined income of up to $49,000 could see their tax bill go up by more than $500. Democratic Representative Jennifer Schilling called it a blatant tax increase and the wrong priority.
This appears to be a tax increase, $56.2 million on those who can really least afford it.
Certain investors would see a tax break. Republicans voted to defer Wisconsin's capital gains tax for investors who reinvest their earnings in Wisconsin businesses. Investors who turn a profit after holding their money in Wisconsin business for at least 5 years would see their capital gains tax eliminated. Republican Senate Co-Chair Alberta Darling said it was a crucial component to creating jobs.
It's especially important for companies in Wisconsin to have people from Wisconsin invest in them.
Republicans also changed the state's combined reporting tax on multi-state corporations to lower their taxes by $46 million over the next 2 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.